Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. While Rocky and Diane Mitt struggle to get a radiation shield that will enable them to repair the atomic domes of a Hoppetai, far across space, Paul and Ivan are on the run from the Astrosian Amazons. Their one hope is to obtain a disguise, so very cautiously they start to search a building in the hope of finding clothes. But as they investigate a small square door, it suddenly springs open, sending them headlong downwards. Then, as they pick themselves up, dazed and bruised, there is the chatter of Astrosian voices in the distance.
Listen, Paul. The noise has disturbed someone.
We've got to hide quick. If they look in here, we'll be caught.
It is so dark, no way of telling where to hide.
There are bundles, lots of them, all stacked up. They're kind of soft.
Oh, yes, you're all right. We knocked some over when we fell. Set them quickly so no one will know that anything has been disturbed.
Can't see that door properly in the dark.
No matter, as long as they are tidy. Feel around and see if there are any more.
Don't seem to be.
Oh, they are coming.
The stuff, whatever it is, seems to be stacked right against the wall. Move it out and we might be able to squeeze behind.
Then quickly. A few more. Now, wiggle behind.
All right. Quiet.
Galleon, you are here? We will search for you. Nobody else will tell me I find them.
Paul, they're gone.
They started moving things around. I thought we were gone. Another 6 inches and they'd have sighted me.
Did you notice what place this is?
Seems like a store.
It is. We must have fallen down some kind of delivery hatch. We are surrounded by stacks of clothing.
Clothing? I was too scared to notice. Oh, the very thing we need. We'll need some light to see, though.
There was a click when they made the walls glow. Perhaps there is a switch near the door. I will see.
Anything?
Yes, a lever. Wait. There.
Oh, nothing. Look at it. Talk about luck.
But we must work fast. Oh, look. Pantaloons, sash, coat. This is what we need.
One of those pointed hats they wear. Come on. Let's get the stuff and get out of here fast. Out in the lane again. I thought we'd never make it.
It was worth the risk. Look as casual as you can. No one will know we are from Earth.
I'm nervous about my shoes. If only there'd been shoes down there.
Oh, don't feel nervous. Keep calm. Now, are you ready to cross the street?
Well, as ready as I'll ever be. Hang on. Sounds like one of those cars of theirs coming.
Keep in the shadows until it has passed.
No. How about walking across right behind it? The street won't seem so empty.
Here it comes, then. Now. Don't hurry, Paul. Slow and steady like they walk.
I'm trying. Mighty Ike crossing a luminous street. I feel like I'm in the middle of a searchlight.
We're nearly there.
I got a shivery feeling down the back as if someone's watching.
Don't turn around to look. It is the surest way of arousing suspicion.
Oh, made it. Oh. Straight along the continuation of the laneway.
It's best for safety. Oh, it feels so good to be in the shadows again.
Now we've got to find Ilmer. And half a city to look for her in. Oh, if only we...
Hey, what is it, Paul?
Seemed from a long way off, but I'm sure I heard a voice speaking English.
An Astrosian, perhaps following us.
No, Ivan, it can't be that. This voice was speaking with a familiar accent.
How many more bars got to be loaded into this atomic pile, Rocky?
Well, I think we're getting near the end, Mitch.
Yeah, let's have a rest a minute, huh? This is hard work.
Yeah. You know, Di made a good job of turning these three-legged suits into something.
Sure did. Wonder what sort of stuff it is, Rocky. Keeps radiation away.
It's evidently some substance we know nothing about. Still feel all right?
Yeah. No symptoms of radiation sickness at all. Now I got complete faith in these suits now.
Well, that's more than you had when we started. You know, I've never seen anybody so nervous.
Yeah, well, don't you make with a casual indifference, Rocky boy. You were plenty nervous yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe the tripods will soon give us the course out of here, huh?
Ah, that's certain now, Mitch. They were very pleased all those red monsters were wiped out.
Yeah. You know, I just can't get used to those tripeds. Bunch of creatures that can work out a complicated course through all that rock and stuff up in the rings. And knew we were coming from Earth. They could send telepathy out in a sort of beam, and yet they still don't know enough to look after their atomic furnaces.
Well, you do know how, yet you can't do a lot of things that they can, so it cuts both ways.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, come on. Let's get on with this job.
Right.
There are 7 more atomic piles to deal with after this one.
While Rocky and Mitch toil to get away from a Hoppetai, and Paul and Ivan hurry nervously along dark laneways of the Astrosian city, Ilma is still a prisoner in the glittering apartment to which she has been brought. Empira, the Astrosian ruler, has come to her yet again.
I give you good morrow, Earthwoman. Ah, silent. You make no answer to my greeting.
How much longer am I going to be shut up here?
By my faith, not still inflamed with anger at us. Tis ingratitude.
I feel like a prisoner.
Tis my guest you be.
Then why can't I leave this place?
Tis a matter of cure. We only seek to restore your strength and dignity.
How many more times must I tell you that I'm not sick? Oh, please let me out of here.
Tis some slight amusement you seek, perhaps. Turn the handle on yon green box. The walls will glow with changing colors. Sweet music will hang in the air. Shapes will twist and dance in nothing. Come, amuse yourself.
I don't want to be amused.
Come.
I've seen those things.
Did you not find them most diverting?
The first time. I don't want entertainment. I want to get out of here. I want to join my friends, Paul and Ivan.
Ah, 'tis the sickness. Still strongly upon you.
Oh, I'm not sick. I'm not.
'Tis ill for one of the fair to lose her dignity and mix with scullions.
Men have no place in your life here. But that's not the way it is on Earth. Oh, how many more times do I have to tell you that?
How clearly can you recall Earth now?
Quite clearly.
Yes? Speak on.
Oh, we've come so far.
And it seems far away and unreal. It's like a dream that cannot be remembered clearly. Much travel leaves you with a sick delusion of the mind that scullions should be your friends. Come. Some diversion to soothe and bring calm.
No.
I will pull the lever. Music.
No!
All right, truth, what action is this? You defy me? You smash the box of illusions?
I told you I didn't want your music.
It seems you need other treatment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, truly, it's just being shut in here all the time. Oh, please. Please, can't I go out for just a little while?
Well, it is like there may be reason in your words to be so close confined. Very well. Oh. Other entertainment there shall be. You shall leave here for a while to see what you may see. It will be entertainment to your taste.
Oh, thank you. When can I go?
In a brief space. I will come for you. Now be content.
Paul, are you awake?
I certainly am awake. I never could sleep in the daytime.
I find it difficult also.
Besides, I'm too hungry to sleep. I want to say nothing of being uncomfortable perched up here on this ledge.
Oh, we were lucky we could find a building with a ledge we could climb to. At least up here we're out of sight.
Yeah, I realize that, but it doesn't make it any more unpleasant.
Oh, we must have walked for hours. It is a mystery.
You said it. Oh, boy, I'm thirsty.
So am I.
Look, let's go looking for something to eat and drink.
Not while it is still light. We may be seen.
If we wait till it's dark, we won't know where to look.
It is not worth the risk of getting caught.
Look, we can't go on without food. I wonder how far this ledge goes. I'm going to crawl along and have a look.
We'll keep low. Do not be seen.
Relax, I won't. You coming?
Oh, all right.
I can hardly see a thing from where we've been sitting all day. If we could only sight a food shop so tonight we'll know where we...
Why are you stopping?
There's an opening. Just above the ledge here. Sort of a window. Keep watch below. And anyone in sight down there?
Only a group I've just passed.
I'm going to stand up and have a look. Hey, it is a window, Ivan. There's some sort of table in there. It looks as if it's spread for a meal. I'm going to climb through and grab some of it.
Are there no people?
No. It's risky, but if I'm quick... Anyone below?
No, still clear.
Well, give me a leg up.
Be as quick as you can, Paul.
Don't worry.
A flask. That'll be something to drink. Van, take this flask. You got it?
Yes, hurry, Paul.
Yeah, I'll just grab some food. Food. Wish I had some pockets to... What the... Oh, the door.
Scotty! That's Scotty. Stay. You are caught.
His hands full of food, Paul stares undecidedly at the angry Astrosian advancing toward him. Her companion takes in the situation and moves rapidly toward the window. He is trapped. What will happen now? There is exciting action ahead, so don't miss the next thrilling chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!